Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Dan from SeaTac is. Dan, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Dan, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
No, I was stuck in traffic
dealing with footwork.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
We're not good about the traffic, but good that you're a man of integrity and listen to the cheat sheet.
It's an even playing field.
Yes.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What is the name of Charlie Brown's dog in the classic Peanuts franchise?
Snoopy.
Correct. What band has the hit songs Hurt and Closer?
Pass.
What is the name of the stadium where the Super Bowl will be played this year?
The Superdome.
Correct. Who played George Banks in the 90s romantic comedy Father of the Bride?
Steve Martin?
Yes. What famous DJ is collaborating with Heinz and releasing a limited edition mustard?
2 Chainz?
No.
Pass.
Animals that live primarily or entirely on land are called what?
Mammals?
No.
Land dwellers?
No.
Pass.
What candy is individually wrapped and contains a joke on each wrapper?
Laffy Taffy.
Yes. What type of animal is Sven from the Frozen movies?
Squirrel?
No.
Rat?
No.
Damn.
Dan, you got 4 correct.
It was regular care.
Okay.
Is that a CB radio in the background? What is happening?
Yeah. Who is that?
Just some radio chatter. Some guys calling out something that's going wrong at SeaTac.
Oh! I thought they were saying good job to you or something.
Oh, no. I just had my radio up too loud because I was being blasted out by the Jets. So.
Are you at work?
Yes, I am. I'm on my break.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, Steve, are you ready?
We will win! We will win! We will win.
Yes.
Wow. A little cocky there. What is the name of Charlie Brown's dog in the classic Peanuts franchise?
Snoopy.
Absolutely. What band has the hit songs Hurt and Closer?
Nine Snails.
Yes. What is the name of the stadium where the Super Bowl will be played this year?
Is that the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
No.
The New Orleans Superdome?
No.
The Domey Dome, Domer.
No, who played George Banks in the 90s romantic comedy Father of the Bride?
Oh, fun movie. Steve Martin.
Correct. What famous DJ is collaborating with Heinz and releasing a limited edition mustard?
That would be Miles Montgomery.
No.
DJ Khaled?
No.
DJ Aoki?
No. Animals that live primarily or entirely on land are called what? No.
Oh, it's DJ Mustard. Damn it.
I gave you the answer.
I know. What was the question again?
Animals that live primarily or entirely on land are called what?
Amphibian?
No.
Amphibious?
No.
Land things?
No. What candy is individually wrapped and contains a joke on each wrapper?
Laffy Taffy.
Yes. Steve? Okay, wait, let me just ask Taryn really quick. You said New Orleans Superdome.
I would give that to him.
You would have?
Because it's called the Superdome.
Yeah.
Well.
And then, it's in New Orleans. I mean, I think that's the right answer.
Then in that case, you got 5 correct, which is a win.
Ugh.
5-4. Sorry, Dan.
All right, I'll get him next time.
Yes, you will.
Have a good day at work.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Oh, it's now the Caesars Superdome.
I would have taken Superdome or Caesars Superdome.
I remember it was Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's what when I went for WrestleMania, I think that's what it was called.
And you said New Orleans Superdome? I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm going to go with what Tyron said because I probably would have said no, I didn't deserve it.
I mean, I think Jeopardy would have given that to you. So
I don't think Jeopardy would even let me through the front door.
No. You eventually got that DJ Mustard is finally making a limited edition mustard. Very exciting.
And I don't even know who the hell DJ Mustard is until the story came out.
Oh, he makes all the hip hop beats, like the Kendrick Lamar. Not like us, the famous beat that he won a bajillion Grammys for.
It's DJ Mustard.
Yeah. Danny, animals that live primarily or entirely on land are called what?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought you knew this. Terrestrial.
Oh.
Terrestrial.
That.
Yes. And one you didn't get to, which I know you're going to know. What type of animal is Sven from the Frozen movies?
Reindeer.
Yep. See, I knew it. Well, congrats. You still beat Dan.